Build a relationship with your target market. An ad with a good headline and an offer gives the marketer a chance to capture information about many potential future buyers. Now, when I was talking to this guy earlier, I asked him, I said, what is the main concern with your genealogy stuff? He said, family tree. I said, what's the next one? Now, if we've done our market research, we've got a big niche, and then we've got other niches that are not quite as big, but they're definitely a major concern. And they're very related, but they're not the same. Okay? This is your opportunity to put an opt-in with a headline to opt in to receive more information about that. It's something related, but it may be slightly off. Or you hear what I'm getting at? So using this other market, you can actually get two huge niches, drive to the page. They're both so closely related, you're going to find a lot of people opting in to get more information for free, which allows you to continuously communicate with them. And when you're sending them these communication pieces, you're going to use that same system that I explained earlier. Interrupt, engage, educate, offer. Okay? You will increase your response rate of your ads by 20 to 100 times. You can do this with print advertising, by getting them to call into an 800 number, and you collect their information, and then you can send it out to them. You can do this with opt-in with your website. It's the same process, but the idea is that because people aren't impulse buyers, they don't just buy because you told them to. They need to facilitate. They want to make sure that they have enough information. So if you can set it up so they can receive more information by making that offer really easy for them, instead of saying, buy this today, say, here, don't even buy it today. I want to give you something free. Try this out. And then if you're interested, come back later and buy. I'll tell you how you can do that. So you don't even offer something to buy at first. And then they opt in to receive something. And then you can keep educating them until they come back to you and ask for it or go looking for it. Does that make sense? So you want to take people that process and give them that option. If you buy traffic to your website and you don't give them an option to get more information, to collect that name and email address, you're wasting money. That is where all your money is going to be made. You know, some depending on the industry, because it's not the same. Some industries are really lucrative when you buy traffic, and some will break even. So in other words, you'll sell 1% and you'll break even on the amount of money you spent. That's just frustrating. I remember doing it a long time ago with an ebook that somebody came to me with that we wanted to promote. We created it, and before we really knew about having to educate, we were converting it about 1% to 2%. The sales copy was written well. We were buying the traffic just to make sure we could get a piece of copy to convert before we did all the marketing, and we kept breaking even. We were frustrated because we spend $400, we make $400 or $500. But what we didn't do is we didn't have them opt in to receive more information on a continuous basis to get that conversion rate up. So you'll end up getting 20 to 30% of the people who opt in will buy by being educated over time. Does that make sense? Cool. So this is what we're talking about. Follow up with those prospects with an auto response system and convert a high percentage over time. So if you're not doing that, you're really missing out. Bottom line, it allows the marketer to control the relationship. You can communicate with them anytime you want. Okay, which is nice. So the autoresponder system, you educate your customer automatically while building a relationship. Prospects who have any degree of interest will respond. You can develop marketing materials that continue follow-up with each prospect. These are different pieces offering more and more information. These follow-up pieces contain more evidence to prove your case and send them out simultaneously every 1 to 2 weeks. Email, fax, regular mail. So when this was created in the beginning, this is done to show a business how to market their business, or even before the internet came out. That's where this actual slide came from. This is because we've been doing it, market research, or what am I trying to say here? We've been doing marketing for many, many years before the internet. We're just applying some of the techniques that worked from the past to the internet. Does anyone want to know where sales copy came from? Anybody know where it came from? You've seen the long sales copy pieces, right? You've seen those long letters that you just scroll and scroll and scroll. There's tons and tons of information. Some people like them. Some people don't like them. But the reality is the longer those copies are, the higher they convert. And it's been proven. And it was taken from something from the past, from direct mail. When you get a direct mail piece and it's got a folder of a bunch of things where it's walking through the process, got all the testimonials in it, all that stuff, these direct mail pieces were converted to web pieces, and guys like Corey Rudel and some of these guys in the very beginning, like 9 years ago, realized that that's the stuff that was making money on the internet. So that's where it comes from, okay? Reader's Digest, yeah, same idea. I mean, that's what they used to do way back then. It's information marketing, right? That's a little bit different because they did all sorts of contests and stuff to get it. But that's kind of neat. So when the prospect's finally ready become ready or qualified, they will actually seek you out. They'll come back. Okay? So what I want to do now is I'm going to show you some of these step-by-steps to actually creating long copy. I've showed you how to, the basics of creating an ad, how to write your copy. Now I want to get into the long copy aspect because it's been proven that the longer the copy is, the more it will convert. Why do you think that is true? Anybody have any idea why? One of the biggest reasons that the long copy works is because you're able to engage them more times in your copy. We're always competing for top of mind ideas. Like you think about McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King. They're all fast food chains that sell the same food pretty much, and they're all competing for that top of mind engagement. That's why they have to advertise so much. If you see an ad three times, you can engage in it once. Okay? You need to engage somebody eight times in your copy in order to get them to buy in most cases. That is sort of that magic number. So how do you engage somebody eight times? Well, in the long copy, they've got maybe 28 or 30 stages that you're taking them through. They're going to get engaged eight times during that so much that they feel a lot more closer to buying. The idea behind long copy is to be able to scan it, reading the headlines, the bolded, and the highlighted sections, and be able to get the exact same information as if they read it in detail. So that way you can read it, you can look, you can scan it and get the gist of what you're looking at if you already trust them. If somebody, like if you had a friend that said, oh, you've got to check out this product, it's so amazing, go to the website. So you go to the website and you're already sold on it, and you're looking at all this massive copy, you're just, where do I buy? You know, you're going to read it over real quick, where do I buy? Right? That's what happens when you come back. So you can do a quick read over, where do I buy? And then you figure that out. But some people, they do a quick scan and go, this is really interesting. Now I want to know exactly why I should buy. And they get into the detail. The more detail you provide, the more information you're providing, you have a better chance of getting them to buy that day. And then again, not all of them will. A good 20 to 30% that would have, would buy if you engage them by getting them to opt in. So I'm just going to take you quickly through these steps. They're basically designed this way so that you could take your business and say and ask yourself the question and just come up with something related to this. So first one is create an engaging headline. So we've had a bunch of headline starters, how to, amazing new discovery, warning, this is what, discover the seven secrets, at last the truth about, who else wants to know how to sleep at night. Step number two is to create a sub-headline. Okay, that contains the benefits of the product or service, focus on the problem using power words, pain, irritation, anger, frustration. Those things really work really well. Zig Ziglar actually said that the highest converting piece of sales copy he's ever used, he was one of the best salesmen in the world, highest piece of converting copy had the words angry and frustrated in it because it brought out that emotion. It's like, yeah, I'm angry and frustrated. Right? So whenever you can use that, try. List the three biggest benefits of your product or service. That's step number three. So we've got a headline. Are you frustrated? Are you tired of not sleeping? And then here's a great way to solve that. Step number three, in three steps, you can have the benefits of getting a lot of sleep, right? Explain your unique selling proposition. So come up with your unique selling proposition and have that there. Step number four. Step number five is prove your credibility. This guy was talking to me about a sleep aid there, and he came up with the credibility clause of a lifetime. He is not a doctor. He is not a naturopath. He doesn't know everything about this. But he does know that he was afraid about side effects, and he was concerned about all these other problems. And when him and his wife used it, it was amazing, and life is so much better, and he has so much more energy, and he has more time to spend with his kids, and everything's better because of it. That's a credibility clause, okay? Explain the features and benefits of your product or service. So you want to make this long, and you can often use bullets. Now, when I say features and benefits, a lot of times, and I made this huge mistake myself probably in the last couple of years, I used to always use features, and I forgot that not everybody knows what the feature is. What's the benefit of this feature? So if you've got a large gift basket of chocolates, okay, what is the benefit of that? Your friends will thank you while they enjoy the sinful pleasures of our delicious chocolates, painting those mental pictures, okay? So always feature, you describe the feature of whatever your product or service has and the benefit of it. Like, I use one on a flooring site that I work on. I say, the feature is AC4 laminate floors. What does that mean to you guys? Nothing. Highest scratch resistant, highest quality, luscious looking floors. Does that mean something to you now? Cool. That's the benefit. If you don't describe the benefit with your feature, you're really hurting yourself. You need to talk about what's in it for me, for your customer. Step number six. Step number seven, provide more detail about your product. So you've done all that, now get into more detail. Start talking, start getting into paragraphs. Include customer testimonials and eliminate the competition is step number nine. How do we eliminate the competition? Where do we have to go to figure out how to eliminate the competition? To the competition, but what stage are we at? We already know how to do it because of our market research, right? Our market research tells us what our competition is doing. If we've analyzed it, looked at what their messages are, we can figure out exactly how to do that, you know? You know, if everybody's explaining things one way, and then maybe everybody's doing it that way, you could come at it a totally different approach and say, hey, is everybody trying to give it to you this way? We're trying to tell you that's all wrong, or something like that. You know, you always want to attack what's going on and be a little different. Step number 10, build value. So when you're at this stage, if you've been writing these points down, and you're thinking, okay, build value. I want you guys to help me out. How can I build value into my stuff? Anybody have any ideas? No? Okay, we're going to get to that. That helps build value 100%. Bonuses will build value. What else will build value?
Guaranteed,
that will build value. We're always going to, that's part of one of the steps, though. But right now in the building the value section of it, we do things like talk about what it's worth or the value of something. So if you're listing off all the features and benefits, you could have a value. That increases the value. Can anybody else come up with one? I'm trying to get at here that is the value, the real value. What was the biggest value for you, Al, when you found that product that helped you and your wife? What was the biggest value? What did it do for you?
Well, she now could function all day long with energy.
Yeah, and that was great for the relationship too, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, also, other things in the relationship that were good because of it too, right?
Yep.
Awesome. See what I'm talking about? Does that not build value? Right? You start thinking about that. You start building value. What are all the benefits of this? That builds value. There's monetary value, there's emotional value. And that is a lot more powerful. Okay? Sorry about that. That was pretty funny. Create a list of summary of everything the customer gets and use bullets. You always want to use as many bullets you can so it's easy to scan. And step number 12 is ask the reader to contact you. Step number 13, a regular price and a sales price. And here's a little insider secret I'm going to tell you right now. Don't make it in big and bold and red. Okay? Don't put the regular price in big and bold. What do people do as soon as they get to a long piece of sales copy? Hey, scroll down looking for the price. We all do. We want to know the price. We want to let the cat out of the bag before we waste all the time reading. Because we always say, can we afford this? But if we get enough education, we actually look at it differently. We go, how can I afford this? Instead of, can I afford this? Right? So there's a trick to putting down that regular price and the sales price. First of all, the regular price should be in plain text, not big, not bolded, and it should be within the middle of a paragraph, somewhere about three quarters down your page. Okay? And then you're right, and then have a little scratch out. And then their little regular price in regular text. Because at that point, we're telling them the price in the sales process, but we don't want people scanning to find it. They have to actually educate themselves in order to find the price. Does that make better sense? Because then they're asking, how do I afford that, rather than saying that I can't afford it. Right? Big difference in the way you think there. Now, step number 14 is offer several free bonuses. Step number 15, offer a strong guarantee and reemphasize the guarantee. Step number 17, tell them how they can order. Tell them step by step what to do and what will happen when they do. So if they enter their name and email address and then they're going to be told go to another page, you tell them what's going to happen. Okay? Tell them you're going to go to our shopping cart, make a purchase, and then you're going to receive these exciting benefits. Right? But describe what's going to happen. If they're receiving an ebook or something like that and you know your mail server takes 5 minutes for them to receive it, tell them in 5 minutes you're going to receive it. So they don't keep entering their name, okay? So, and it just helps them to understand and keeps everything smooth. Step number 18, always use PS. Everyone reads the PS. Emphasize the key benefits in the first one. So if you scroll to the bottom and read the PS, because that's what a lot of people do, they scroll to the bottom looking for the price, and they see the PS. So this thing first talks about the benefits. So did your headline, or your subheadline talks about the benefits of reading the copy, right? And the PS, the first one, describes the benefits of reading the copy. And the second PS is emphasizing the guarantee so that they are focused on price. That's the reason they went to the bottom. They read the second PS and it talks about the guarantee, removing the risk of buying. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's a quick outline. If you take that outline and you should apply it to your business, you'll be amazed what you come up with. And there's a lot of refining and different things you can do, but it's a great start, okay? And then obviously you want to make sure you have your automated email system set up.